Welcome to ICTJ's podcast series. Today we are talking with Ambassador Thomas Winkler, Undersecretary for Legal Affairs of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Denmark, who is leading the Danish efforts as one of the focal points on complementarity issues at the Assembly of States Parties. Thank you very much for being here, Mr. Winkler.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure.
How can international actors, both in the field of development and rule of law, assist in building capacity to deal with cases of serious crimes?
The first challenge that we're facing, and this is why we are here at GreenTree, is to get the, what I used to call the two communities, to talk to one another. The international justice community, which is where I belong, and the development assistance community, both in broad terms, but also, of course, more specifically, as you mentioned, the rule of law community. So, yes, the development community, the rule of law community, of course, is a key partner in promoting complementarity. The challenge is to find out how to do it. What I think we have been seeing here in the past couple of days is that we are almost there. The two communities are in the same room. We are speaking together. We are understanding each other better. But there's still some way to go before we are absolutely clear on how we actually do this. You will hear the international justice crowd, like myself, say, well, we just have to streamline the ICC crimes into existing rule of law, good governance programs. And this is very easy to say for us, but what we have heard for the past years, but also here in the past couple of days, is that, perhaps it's not that easy when you go down on the ground. The ICC crimes, the serious crimes, crimes against humanity, atrocities, and so on, have a, how should we put it, a political connotation, which may make it difficult for the development assistance people just to, you know, streamline, just to put it in to their programs. Again, seen from the international justice people, it should be easy. When you have a training course for judges in any country, you should just have an element or a component dealing with the ICC crimes. But we have to work further on how you actually do this without, how should we put it, disturbing the overall rule of law assistance.
As one of the focal points within the Assembly of States Parties on the issue of complementarity, how can the ASP, as a custodian of the Rome Statute system, ensure the complementarity continues to stand out as a unique and important aspect within the rule of law debate?
I think there are two questions here. What should the ASP do, and what is the ASP doing? What are the actual possibilities? I think we did extremely good in Kampala at the review conference. We put complementarity, let's say, firmly on the agenda of the ASP, which is good. I believe that there should be even more discussions on complementarity in the ASP. It is a challenge to get the state parties stronger engaged in complementarity. We have a lot of state parties who's doing a lot. We have the facilitators, we have Denmark and South Africa, but we need more states of the ASP to be more active. We also need, and this is where it becomes a bit more complicated, we also need the ASP, and for that matter the ICC, to have a clearly defined role in complementarity. There's a lot of ambition out there. There's a lot of ambition in the ASP, there's a lot of ambition in the court, in different organs of the court to work on complementarity, but there are also some challenges and some limitations, especially in regard to resources. That's going to be one of the big issues at the ASP next week. It's going to be the whole budget discussion, the whole resource discussion. And you will find a number of state parties who are worried that the court is spending too many resources on, let's call it, complementarity, on assisting states in being able to prosecute these crimes themselves. So there's a sort of distinction between what the ASP ought to do and what the ASP is doing and is actually able to do. I think there's a challenge for the facilitators and others to find a formula that makes it easier, if you could put it like this, to have a true complementarity discussion in the ASP. And when I say true, it's a discussion that's not linked to resources, but more the strong support of the ASP to complementarity. It is there. There's no doubt in my mind that there is a strong support to complementarity. But unfortunately, there's also a tendency that it becomes a resource issue rather than a substantive issue. And how can the ASP and the state parties support complementarity in the real world?
So what's actually the strategy? Like empowering the ICC as a court, or maybe putting more emphasis on promoting complementarity?
The ICC is the court, and they have their very specific tasks, and they have to conduct trials. That's what we sort of put them on the planet to do. At the same time, complementarity is part of the principles of the statute, so it's not like we can sort of separate the ICC, let's call it trial activities, from the complementarity. On the other hand, I think it's important that others, also outside the ICC and the ASP system, promotes complementarity in reality and on the ground. This requires probably some sort of setup. This is one of the things that we're discussing here. How can we put all these bring all these actors together, sort of outside the ICC and the ASP framework, but still with a very, very strong link to the ASP?
Why is the link between the Rome Statute and the ICC important in advancing complementarity in situation countries?
We want to fight impunity, and the mandate, the jurisdiction of the ICC is, you may say, limited. I mean, it is limited to the sort of the top figures and the worst crimes. But we have seen again and again in situation countries that one thing is to take out, if you could use that expression, the top figures. There would still be hundreds or thousands of perpetrators that needs to be prosecuted in the national systems. So if you want the totality of fighting impunity, you need to bring the national judicial systems of the situation countries up to speed.
And how do you think this meeting at Green Tree can help implementation of the complementarity principle? What are your expectations for this meeting?
What has been the strength of this meeting and of Green Tree One for this matter is really that it brings these different actors together. We have a number of representatives, for instance, from different parts of the UN who are not necessarily active in an ASP framework. And they are then suddenly in the room. They're listening to the legal experts explaining how important complementarity is. And they are linking it up to what they are doing in general terms in good governance, rule of law support. I also think, as we've done at this meeting, as we did at Green Tree One, we hear a lot of examples from specific situation countries. And this is, of course, useful for everybody, including for the legal people, to hear, oh, this is how it actually works on the ground. As I said, I really think this is where we have the main challenge. And some of the, to say, strength and cooperation that we're looking for in complementarity, also outside the ASP framework, is exactly to get these lessons learned, best practices into also the thinking of the legal people, because we tend, and I know this, we tend to be a bit sort of simplistic and say we can just do this, but we need also to listen to people who have actually been in the situation, sitting in Eastern Congo, and try to make this work. So in this respect, any such conference here is very useful. But I think Green Tree has sort of taken on a special status, because this is where these actors get a chance to meet very informally and discuss things through.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you very much for being here with us today.
Thank you.